You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This week on Art and Soul, we whet your appetite with conversation and information about the local dining scene. And joining me to fill us in is longtime local food and dining reporter and host of The In Crowd every Sunday afternoon here on 89.1 WEMU, Jessica Webster.
Hey, Lisa Berry.
How are you?
I'm always happy to be here.
Always good to see you. And you brought a special guest with you.
I did bring a special guest with me, a very special guest. People in Ann Arbor may have heard, and you know, we even talked about this last month, that the Jefferson Market on the west side of Ann Arbor, in fact, the old west side, has a new set of owners. And it's the husband and wife team of Nick Sims and David Myers, who many people also may know from their ownership of the excellent coffee roastery and coffee shop, Mighty Good Coffee. They have taken over the space at the Jefferson Market on West Jefferson, and they're reopening it. Nick, welcome to WEMU.
Hi, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
So I bet there'll be coffee there.
Yes, really good coffee.
Mighty good coffee.
Early in the morning, too. Oh, earlier than there used to be coffee.
Oh, yeah? What time are you guys opening?
We're going to open at 7, just like we do almost all of our locations.
Mm-hmm. So when are you opening? When's the grand opening?
Monday.
Or the soft opening?
Monday, April 10th is official. We're going to go public. We are kind of ready, and we just figure everyone will be kind enough to let us have some bumps and bruises along the way and teach us how to be there in that new space, because it's really special for us.
Tell us about why it's special.
So the Jefferson Market is an icon. It's an icon in the neighborhood. It's been there for many years. The building itself is almost 100 years old at this point. And we had flirted with ownership of it many times over the years, knocking on Gene Henry's door, knocking on Mary's door, and the time just wasn't right until about a month ago.
And then what happened a month ago?
We found out on a Thursday afternoon that Friday, Mary was accepting final offers for purchase. And we spent all of Thursday night kind of weighing our options. And we said, it's just the gift that fell in our lap. And by the next Wednesday, we'd signed the lease and we owned it.
Now, it's called Jefferson Market.
Correct.
Is it a market? Is it a restaurant? What exactly is it?
So it used to be market. It will not be a market anymore. We just want to keep the name because it's just the icon and the status that it has. It will be Mighty Good Coffee at Jefferson Market. The food that we cook in the kitchen there will be basically the Jefferson Market food. It will go under that name. We won't call it Mighty Good Food, but it says good food to go in the logo, and we're going to be able to give people a chance to take food with them or enjoy dining in.
So you'll have food. What kind of food will you have during the week?
So during the week in the morning, we'll have ready-to-go pastries and cookies and kind of breakfast treats that we will make ourselves. Mm-hmm. We'll have sandwiches, press sandwiches, variety of flavors. We'll have salads. We make our own oatmeal. And then we hope to grow into even more interesting fare. We're going to have a bruschetta bar. So we're kind of leaving the toast bar behind.
A bruschetta bar.
And we're
going to
have a bruschetta bar with things like beet hummus and hard-boiled eggs and fried capers.
Ann Arbor's first bruschetta bar,
there
I'm
you go.
Yeah.
And you heard it here first. Uh-huh. So you put all that on the bruschetta.
Yes.
Beets and...
Yep, beet hummus.
Beet hummus.
Hard-boiled eggs, fried capers.
Sounds healthy.
Yeah.
A month is not a lot of time for a turnaround, is it?
No, it's not.
But you're she says, I gotta go.
As the panic rises in my voice, yes.
But no, you're doing it.
We are. I mean, the cafe part, the coffee part, we know how to do pretty well. We can just kind of plug and play with some of that. I think the trying to understand what the space will yield has been the more interesting challenge. And we also inherited the cake business. So we are committed to delivering all of the wedding cakes that have been ordered for the summer season. And that's been a really kind of fun challenge.
Do you have experience in baking and decorating cakes?
Absolutely, yes. I'm a trained chef. I had my own business many years ago, mm-hmm. Skip to My Roux, and we can pretty much do it all. We've retained Mary's recipes for the cakes and her decorator. So we're really, we're doing the Mary way for a lot of that. And then any cakes you see in the case at Jefferson might have a little bit more of my spin on them.
How would you describe the atmosphere at the soon-to-be-reopened Jefferson Market?
It's a cozy neighborhood hangout. We're trying to bring back kind of the idea of coffee house as a community center. We have children's books. We may have some toys. We're going to have some easy treats for children to grab and go. We're right across from the Baugh Elementary School. And we just want people to feel like they can come hang out or they can come get a good meal. And then hopefully someday we'd like to also be able to provide meals to go in the evening so you can also just grab something to bring home and enjoy the time with your family.
Sounds great. And then brunch on the weekends.
Yes. And brunch is really where we're going to have a lot of fun because we'll be short order cooking right out of the gate then. And then we'll see if we can evolve that over time.
You're going to have so much fun.
We are. We're already having fun, and we haven't even done anything yet.
That's Nick Sims, the reopening the Jefferson Market next Monday. Thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU. Still a few minutes left, and I actually beat Jessica somewhere new in town.
I'm excited.
Not a contest, but yeah, I had heard about it, and it's nearby. It's a new Guatemalan bakery that opened on Cross Street in Ypsilanti, and I'm going to attempt to pronounce it correctly. Panadiera La Bendición, sort of. That's the name of it.
So you went there and you met the folks who
did.
Run it?
They were they actually own a tire shop as well, which I was thinking, I hope they don't get the two confused. But they didn't.
I bet they won't.
I met the baker, Freddy Campos. They took me back in the kitchen, and he does not appear to speak much English, but he was listening to music, and he hit a big barrel of flour.
And he was doing a lot of baking, and he had several things he was working on at once. And then I continued my tour out in the front part of the bakery, and I said, well, what are those? And the guy showing me around looked at me, and he said, those are cookies. So I bought a couple of the more traditional Guatemalan cookies, and you can see those as well on our webpage, WEMU.org.
And they have these other things called conchas. I can say that one. And they were really colorful. They were a sweet bread, and they were pink, and they were brown, and they were yellow. And even if you didn't want to eat them, they were just adorable to look at. So,
did you get a sense of what makes Guatemalan pastry different from other?
I think it's because they have more access to fruit. So it's supposed to be more fruit-inspired. And they had more traditional things there, but since I was there...
Traditional American baked
goods? Yes, and I took pictures. I wanted to get the actual Guatemalan baked goods. You can see them on our website, WEMU.org.
I am so excited to try it out.
Just a great atmosphere. And, you know, it's a lot about energy and the people who work there.
Ypsilanti already has pretty good baked goods. I mean, you think there's a big war among those of us who like donuts about whether Dom's is better. Right here in Ann Arbor, or whether you go over to Stadium and go to Demos, who has the best donuts in the Washtenaw County area?
I just have to say I had my first Washtenaw Dairy Donut a couple weeks ago.
Also very good.
Amazing.
Iconic.
Is it? I had just never had one before, and it was really
tasty.
If
you like a fried cake, you can
get
a fried cake.
Yeah, it was crispy. I liked it crispy. So
good,
we have
crispy fried cake.
Beer. There's another kind of yeast. What's happening on the beer front?
Oh, yeah, and fruity, too. So there's a nice little combination there. There is a new brew pub opening up also on the west side of Ann Arbor, but a little further west over on Jackson, kind of across from Vets Park. It's called Holmes, and they're going to be brewing, they said, real fruity, citrusy kind of hop-forward beers, and they're going to have food as well. I'm kind of excited to try it out.
Home standing for?
Well, it's the way that you kids in elementary school remember the names of the Great Lakes.
Oh.
So Huron, Ontario,
Michigan,
Erie, and Superior.
Yay, we get an A+.
Yay for us.
We always get an A+. Jessica Webster, thanks again for joining us for Art and Soul. And we'll listen for you Sunday afternoon as host of The In Crowd here on 89.1 WEMU.
It's always a pleasure, Lisa. Thank you.